is John Costa, the editor of Citizen's Eye. It's Wednesday the 21st of November, and we're here at the Leicester Tigers for the second Choices Unlimited event. It's a really busy area here, up here, where all the exhibitors are and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We're talking to quite a lot of people, and it's really good. And what I'm doing now, I've come to the Citizen's Eye stand, which today is being taken and run by Holly Sturgis and Simon Parker. I've been joined by Holly. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are you okay?
Not too bad, not too bad. It'd be good turnout. Now, tell us a little bit about what you were doing earlier.
Well, earlier on, there was a Young People's Question Time with a panel of guests. And I think that was very much an opportunity for young people here to actually, you know, ask questions to the people who we want to know the answers from. So, you know, I was asking them a few questions, you know, some of which were answered well, others which were, you know, maybe a little bit blindfolded and stuff, but you only get as good as you ask.
Yeah. Now, also, the Minister for Disability was here, is that right, Esther McVeigh? So what was it like? Did you manage to get a chance to have a chat with her?
Yeah, she was, I wasn't too sure what to expect, actually. She was actually a really, really nice person. I think sometimes, you know, there's a big stigma around, you know, politicians and ministers and stuff, but actually she was a genuinely nice person, and I got talking to her and stuff, and she seemed to care about what she was doing, you know, she seemed to know what she was doing as well, which is something, you know, it gives her a little bit more confidence in what they're doing. And she opened up the event today, and she was very well received, actually.
Okay. Did you talk to her about your own particular situation, your own volunteering, the things that you were doing as well?
Yeah, well, she was sort of like quite interested in the stuff that I was doing, and when I did ask my question earlier in the question time, she came up to me at the end and started talking to me, and she thought I was a very bold young person, and I was quite vocal in the way that I asked questions, and she liked that boldness. I wasn't actually scared to ask her, you know.
What did you ask?
I asked her about I was saying, you know, in the past year there's been a lot of controversial changes and decisions being made by the government, which, you know, are ultimately affecting a lot of people, but, you know, young people and disabled are at the forefront of that. So I just wanted to know whether she thought, you know, what they're doing was actually right, and whether it had the best interest for young people's future at heart.
And what was her answer?
she was saying, you know, things have to change, and she would like to think that things are changing positively, and you know, they can't please everybody, but they would like to think that they have got the future of the young people at heart.
Now, do you think young people are actually involved in the consultation about these changes?
If I'm brutally honest, not as much as they should, not half as much as they should. I think when you meet people like that, they, you know, in previous meetings with other people, they say, you know, well, we really want to hear your feedback and stuff. When you actually give them that feedback, you're not too sure, you know, how far it goes. And, you know, I don't think personally that young people are consulted enough about the changes which, you know, ultimately will affect them.
Now, we've had a lot of things about sort of, you know, seen and not heard and all that kind of stuff. I certainly grew up with that kind of stuff. And obviously we've got, you know, the Children's Acts now and all these kind of things about, you know, hereby right and that kind of stuff. And do you think that ultimately a lot of that legislation and stuff which is there to give children access and opportunities to do stuff is still pretty much token gesture?
Things have changed quite a lot. I think, you know, that's quite obvious. I think sometimes the services which are out there, you know, to enable young people to have a voice are exactly the services which sometimes are the ones that actually prevent them from having a voice as well. I think, you know, they're done with the best of interests, but I don't totally think that completely young people are taken seriously still, which is a shame. There's still, things have changed a lot, but there's still a lot more work to be done.
Now, do you think if the voting age was lowered from 18 to 16, that would actually have an impact on how organisations treated young people?
I think very much so. The thing which I really don't understand is how in this country we can have, you know, age limits which are so different for many different things. You know, you can't say to somebody, oh, you can vote at 18 because you're an adult, and then say, oh, no, you can make the choice to have sex at 16 because you're an adult then. I think something needs to be done, you know, and I think, you know, if we was to lower the age of voting to 16, I think decisions would be made with the best of interests of the young people.
Now, with things like social media and the way the world is now and access to information, I probably knew at 17 and 18, I know what my kids know now, and they're like 12 and 14 and stuff. Do you think the way the world is, and access to information that, you know, the law is behind keeping up with the level of maturity of some young people, maybe not the majority, but certainly with a lot of young people, they're already able to rationalise out that, you know, you need to vote because it's about democracy. And you've learnt that through things like the Children's Council and stuff.
Yeah, I think very much so. I think society has moved on quite swiftly, and it's changing all of the time. And I think, you know, you're completely right. The law and things like that and legislation, it has a lot of catching up to do. I think in the eyes of the law, it still sees young people as they've seen them maybe, you know, back in the 70s and stuff. So I think there's a lot of catching up to do with society, and I think, you know, it's just a race which needs to be caught up.
I think with some organisations about the 1870s, not the 1970s.
I think very much so. We're going back to the dark ages a little bit.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Holly.
Thank you.